One would have to classify USDA's October crop production supply and demand estimate report for wheat as disappointing. Really, what we were looking at was small changes that were taking place, and we were expecting to see a lower production estimate because that's what we saw in the small grain summary report. We did see stocks in the quarterly grain stocks report a little bit higher, but that should have offset each other. What USDA did do to the report or to the numbers for that supply and demand estimates for old crop wheat is they decreased harvested acres by 200,000, but they increased yield by a tenth of a bushel. That did lower production by 8 million bushels, which was the change that we saw on the supply side. But on the demand side, we also saw seed demand cut by 2 million bushels. Feed demand was trimmed by 1 million bushel. And that resulted in a 3 million bushel decrease in demand. The net result was seeing ending stocks drop by about 6 million bushels down to 696 million bushels. Not a big deal. But when we flip over to the new crop, USDA came in and decreased planted acres by 200,000, which was expected, but they increased harvested acres by 600,000. They dropped yield by one bushel per acre. But that only lowered the production by 11 million bushels, putting it at 1.97 billion bushels. With the decrease in beginning stocks, that was somewhat offset, though, by imports being increased by 10 million bushels, 5 million more of spring wheat, 5 million more of durum because of the struggling crop that we saw in the Northern Plains. The net result was a 6 million bushel decrease in supply. Demand did see an increase. It was up 10 million bushels for feed demand. That, in turn, left ending stocks cut by 16 million bushels, putting stocks at 812 million bushels, 7 million bushels below expectation. So the report coming in pretty close to what was expected as far as the ending stocks estimate, but production was quite a bit higher than what we anticipated from the small grain summary report. Looking at as far as the world numbers, world ending stocks were actually 1.8 million bushels of a million metric ton above expectations, 500 above the previous month. We did see European Union's production cut by 1 million metric ton. Russia's production was cut by 1 million metric ton. Everybody was expecting Ukraine's production to be trimmed, but instead it was increased by 600,000 metric ton, and there was no change to Australia's numbers, which was a little bit negative as well. Overall, you'd have to say the report was disappointing for wheat.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.